This is KJZZ Sun Up. It's your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. And we bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. Welcome to Wednesday, the 7th day of January, rolling over the first hump of 2026. And here comes the news. Well, former Arizona GOP lawmaker Austin Smith was sentenced to probation on Tuesday for forging petition signatures to get himself reelected. Cameron Sanchez was at the hearing.
In 2024, Smith was pressured to drop his reelection bid when he was hit with a lawsuit accusing him of forging pages of signatures on a petition to get him on the ballot for reelection to the state legislature. Smith pleaded guilty in November to reduce charges of attempted fraud and illegal signing of election petitions. Along with probation, he must also pay a fine and is prohibited from running for office for 5 years. Smith was the senior director of Turning Point USA's political arm when he was first indicted. He is now listed as a senior enterprise director for the group. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Peoria Unified School Board is scheduled on Thursday to discuss a proposal to close schools due to declining enrollment and lack of funding. Matthew Casey has details on that.
Peoria Unified is among Arizona's largest school districts. A draft proposal would close Kachina and Pioneer Elementary Schools while repurposing Cactus High School to serve grades 7 through 12. The district's virtual e-campus would also be closed to kindergarten through 8th grade students. Officials say Peoria schools are in a precarious financial position due to fewer students and voters having rejected an override. The school board may schedule a public hearing on the proposal, but officials say no decisions will be made without community input. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The city of Flagstaff will now require everyone to go through metal detectors when attending council meetings. As Greg Hawney tells us, they are already used in many major cities in Arizona.
The funding to buy open gate weapon and metal detectors was part of this year's budget for the city. Flagstaff officials reportedly looked to other local governments in deciding to implement the devices. Before they were installed this year, Flagstaff police searched bags by hand. Scott Overton is the city's public works director.
Sometimes there are controversial topics. We have not had an issue. We just simply know that best practice says to try to use as much technology as possible, and we think this is a nice, simple improvement.
Cities like Phoenix, Glendale, and Tucson have used detectors for years. Flagstaff has no more plans for security upgrades or improvements for council chambers at this time. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Federal Department of Justice is suing Arizona for access to voter rolls. From the Politics Desk, here once again is Cameron Sanchez.
The DOJ has repeatedly ordered Arizona to hand over an unredacted copy of the state's voter registration list, which includes voters' personal identifying information, such as birth dates and addresses. But Democratic Secretary of State Adrian Fontes has refused, saying he's prohibited by state privacy laws from disclosing that information. Fontes said in a video message addressed to DOJ official Jesus Osete that he'll keep fighting.
Since you're not reading the letters and the refusals that we've already sent you, I will say it to you directly, Mr. Jesus Osete at the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. Again, sir, pound sand.
The DOJ also sued Connecticut on Tuesday. That makes a total of 23 states facing lawsuits so far over voter roll information. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Mexico is watching the U.S.'s next steps in Latin America closely in the days after the military abducted Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Nina Kravinsky has more.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum told reporters that her country stands against Maduro's capture.
Rechazamos de manera categórica.
We categorically reject intervention in the internal affairs of other countries, Sheinbaum said. Sheinbaum also reiterated that while Mexico is willing to collaborate with the U.S. to fight against drug trafficking, it expects its northern neighbor to not violate its sovereignty. President Trump has said he would consider military action against cartels in Mexico and told reporters in the days after the attack on Venezuela that the U.S. would, quote, have to do something in Mexico about drugs. Maduro appeared in a federal court in New York and pleaded not guilty to the drug trafficking charges the Trump administration used to justify his capture. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
Well, Senators Ruben Gallego and Mark Kelly are some of the more than two dozen Democrats asking the Trump administration and their officials about its diversion of federal agents to immigration work. From the Fronteras Desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has that story.
Government data analyzed by the Cato Institute in September shows more than 14,000 federal officers from offices like the U.S. Marshals Service and the Department of Defense have been redirected to do ICE enforcement. An additional 8,500 state and local officers have been trained to make ICE arrests. The letter from Senate Democrats says federal agents have been pulled away from some of the most critical investigations into child predators, drug traffickers, and others, and reassigned to arrest, detain, and deport immigrants, the majority of whom have no criminal record. They're asking about the duration of assignments, the number of officers involved, and other details by this month. Aliza Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Colorado ended the year with extremely low snowpack and national headlines about poor conditions at ski resorts and areas. As Scott Franz reports, end-of-year readings at a third of the state's measuring sites were at or near record lows.
One site in northern Colorado near Cameron Pass recorded the lowest snowpack since measurement started more than 40 years ago. But it will be a few months before it's clear whether water supplies will be affected by the slow start to winter. Russ Schumacher is Colorado's state climatologist. He says the long-term outlook for spring storms is uncertain.
It's not going to end up as a way above average snow year here in Colorado. I think we can probably rule that out at this point. But getting back to a decent status or close to average is at least still a possibility that could happen.
Schumacher says Colorado's reservoirs are relatively small, so back-to-back years with low snowpack can be especially concerning.
That's Scott Franz reporting. Inmates wore stripes at Maricopa County jails until shortly after Sheriff Joe Arpaio left office about 10 years ago. Now Arpaio's former chief deputy is bringing them back. Here once again is Matthew Casey with that.
The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office stopped issuing striped uniforms to prisoners within a year of Arpaio's 2017 exit. Reports at the time said switching to solid orange uniforms would save about $22,000 a year. The sheriff's office, now led by Jerry Sheridan, recently produced a faux newscast video to announce the stripes' return.
Sources confirm a major update inside the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office detention facilities.
The video was posted on Facebook and Instagram.
Officials describe the look as classic, timeless, and still very much jail.
Historical references indicate inmates in the U.S. began wearing stripes that symbolize prison bars about 200 years ago. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has unanimously elected a new chair. Kate Brophy McGee was picked on Tuesday. She says she wants to end the federal judicial oversight of the county sheriff's office. Back in 2013, a judge ruled that the sheriff's office had racially profiled Latinos. But complying with the court's order and paying for a federal monitor has been expensive for the county. And Brophy McGee argued that the problem has now been solved.
After 14 years and three new sheriffs, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office has achieved 100% compliance with required policy changes. And there have been zero new allegations of targeted immigration enforcement.
Brophy McGee also noted public safety, infrastructure, housing security, and elections as some of her top priorities as chair. Rural communities will be getting more influence at the Arizona State Legislature this year. Two new committees are being added to the House for 2026. Connor Greenwald reports the committees on rural development and AI and innovation will help shape how policymakers will make decisions in the state.
The Rural Economic Development Committee will aim to ensure rural Arizonans are considered in the development of future state policy. The committee will highlight issues like broadband internet access and housing in rural communities. Chair Teresa Martinez said the committee will hold field hearings to better understand what issue is pressing.
We'll be able to go out to, you know, whether it be, you know, Navajo Nation or whether it be Mojave County or whether it be Yavapai or Santa Cruz or La Paz County, and actually have hearings out there. Congress does a lot of that on a federal level.
Martinez said broadband access is especially important in communities that depend on telehealth and have limited access to other health care. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Not much going in sports. Basketball Suns finish a brief road trip in Memphis this evening against the Grizzlies. Phoenix is 1-7-10, but do come off a tough loss in Houston to Kevin Durant and the Rockets on Monday. And that does it for this Wednesday edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this January the 7th. I'm Phil Latzman. Have a great rest of your day. and we will do this again tomorrow. Talk to you then.